Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
So on the podcast today, we have Kelly Lyon. She is my good friend and neighbor. Used to be next door neighbor, like the door next door. But now it's like the door three blocks away, which is still close.
It's still close.
Yeah.
It's nice being right next door, though.
Yes, it was. It was. So we're going to talk today about potty training. We actually, since we're such good friends, we plan to have babies at the same time.
Yeah, we did that on purpose, right?
Just kidding. Just kidding. But they did. We had both had girls, and they're 3 months?
It's 6 months,
I think. When's Grace's birthday?
September.
Okay, 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So close.
Yeah.
So Kateri turned 2 in March. Who's mine? Kateri's mine. And then
Grace will turn 2 in September.
In September. Yeah. So,
yeah. So we also have 4-year-old boys.
Yeah, we have we have 9 kids together. Mm-hmm. And they're stacked alternately. Yeah. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And when Grace turns 2, that'll be over.
Well, actually, when Wesley turned 4.
Oh, it was over. Yeah. Okay, because we have 2 4-year-olds.
A period of like 4 weeks in April that it's that way.
So she has 4 and I have 5. And they're all together.
They have a ball together.
Yeah. Same ages. So I've recently, since we've been locked in our house from coronavirus, I was forced to potty train Kateri because there were no diapers in the store. And we have cloth diapers. I've done cloth diapers. We have all of them. But I do loathe them. I loathe diapers in general because I've had 5 kids in 8 years. Mm-hmm. So where I was just like, hey, I guess we're just going to do this. We can't go anywhere anyways, which is the first potty training tip, is to stay at home for the first week or two. Like, if at all possible, like, just don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So we already had that going for us. And then we had forced on us no diapers. So okay, because she was ready. It's just always, I'm never ready.
Yeah.
That's
the hardest part.
I don't want to do anything. Yeah. Especially if it has to do with pee or poop. Just don't.
It's like a whole mental process to get ready for it.
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
It's like gearing up to go on a 2-month vacation.
Cause
it is, seriously affects your life.
Yeah, for a long time sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to, like, okay, we're gonna do this and then get it done and then you'll be good.
Yeah.
And not like go in and out for a long, which sometimes that happens naturally just because of the kid. But yeah, so I've been training Kateri. Like doing Montessori potty training stuff. And it's been going good.
Awesome.
She's 2 years and 3 months. And we haven't bought diapers since the coronavirus, which was January. We bought them in January, ran out in like late February, and we haven't bought any since June. Yeah. So that's a sign. Mm-hmm. We've had some poopy training pants. But we have one of those toilet sprayers.
Oh, that's awesome.
It makes everything so nice. They're expensive. Although I have a friend that jerry-rigged a kitchen faucet sprayer.
Really?
Her husband just, like, figured out how to put it on the pipes below the toilet.
Okay.
And, like, put the little lever switch. Yeah. So that's, like, a $10 compared to, like, what are they, $40, $50?
Oh, yeah, probably.
But, I mean, that's a box of diapers.
Yeah.
So,
and if you're not buying diapers, you might as well buy that.
Yeah, it does make the cleanup so much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just have to sit there and dip it in the toilet and flush, you're there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's great fun.
But if you're spraying it out, you're there for like a minute.
Perfect.
Max.
I love it.
Oh,
I just picture my mom.
About poop.
Yeah, right? I picture my mom doing that when my sister was little, because I was 5 when she was born. And it's just like, flood back of her sitting there with the cloth diapers doing
that. Yeah. So how, you were 5 when your sister was born?
Born.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you remember all of her potty
training?
I think
I probably remember it more with the cloth diapers than potty training.
But oh. Did she do disposable at all?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Remember I was that too weak.
Diaper pail smell.
Like oh, all yeah. That stuff. Yeah, it stinks. Great. It stinks. The diaper pail does stink. We did a wet bag for a while.
Yeah.
And that worked. Like when they're newborns, that works fine.
It's better.
But then as they get older, it just gets stinkier and stinkier. Of course, I was always pregnant.
Which makes it way worse. Anyway.
Yeah, I really couldn't stand the smell. Yeah. That might have played a role in me giving up on cloth diapers for a while. Because I just...
I can understand
that.
I
could not handle the smell. Yeah, when you're more... I get horrible morning sickness.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Kudos to you, because I didn't even try cloth diapers. I thought about it, but I was just like...
We were living far away from family, had nothing else to do. I had no friends. So I was just like, I have plenty of time. I'll do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we lived in an apartment and everybody was noisy. So I was like, I don't care what my neighbors think. I don't care if they smell anything.
Awesome. Like,
I'll get them back. With poop smells.
Nice. That's hilarious.
No, we had a communal washing machine too.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I'm sure people were washing other stuff in there that you didn't want to know about.
Probably. Yeah.
So goes both ways.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make you think about that, but
I hadn't thought about that before, obviously. Yeah. I'm lost in thought about what other people will be washing in there. Yeah. I feel like baby poop is
it's gross.
Is towards the top.
Yeah, but think about it. Like if you have a kid that throws up in the night on their bed, washing that in there. I mean,
yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they would be smart enough to put it on sanitize, like hot water.
Yeah, I hope so.
And a lot of laundry detergent.
Yeah, right.
And then wipe the chunks out afterwards.
Or before. Rinse them off.
Well,
before.
You know, sometimes you don't get them all.
Yeah.
There's a few left in there sometimes.
That's true.
I found a tomato in the washing machine the other day. Not from throw up, but just
a tomato. Probably someone picked it and threw it in the washing machine.
Or
it's
put
fun.
It in their pocket. Or like it fell on their shirt. Could, and I'm like, how did this like piece of tomato, it was like a perfectly square cut from a can tomato. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in there. Maybe it's from one of the rags that we washed the table with.
Could be.
Probably is it. Because all of our kids do that. They help wipe. And they don't always dump the crumbs. They just put the rag straight into the laundry.
Well, at least they do that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's half the battle, right?
It is. That's true. It is. It's all a work in progress. At least they wipe the table. Then at some point they'll wash it all up good and
So do they each wipe their own spot?
They do. They each wipe their own space. There are days when if everybody gets down, they're being crazy. I'm like, okay, we're all going to come back in here and we're all just going to, someone's going to wipe the whole table. Someone's going to sweep. Someone's going to pull out the chairs and wipe them. Someone's going to, you know, help do dishes.
That's nice.
That's when angry army mom comes out.
The military.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So nice. Potty training.
Yeah. So we started potty training Grace this week.
Okay.
Because she was taking off all her clothes in her bed and she knows when she needs to go. And so
that's when you have another no choice in there than just taking the diaper off. Kateri was doing that too.
Yeah. We went to take a shower and I came out and Grace walks in with no diaper on and Wesley's like, I'm pretty sure she has poopy on her bottom. So, of course, I ask her, and she's like, yeah. I said, where'd you put the diaper? She had taken it off and put it in the diaper pail. So she did, but she obviously didn't.
Woo!
Right? But
can
she
you
didn't
change,
clean herself
she can change
up.
Change her own diaper now.
Kind of. But so that was our little indication that maybe we needed to move forward with some things. So
yeah.
She's the youngest. I mean, we've never
tried
before 2 years, but.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
So far, we're kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, and the Montessori's way of doing it is very gentle, too. Like, once they start can crawl up on top of the potty, then you let them start sitting on the potty, crawl up on it themselves and start practicing sitting on it before you even try to force anything, just between diaper changes.
Okay.
So you change from where you're changing their diaper from the changing table to in the bathroom. So they start associating that with the bathroom, with that room.
Yeah.
So that's the first step.
Okay.
And then that's, you know, for a while. And then, so you make sure they're sitting on the toilet before, between every diaper change. And, I should have reviewed this a little more in my hecticness to get here and set up podcasting stuff, but yeah, so that's just basically where you start. And then it develops from there. And, you know, then you can get the big potty seat if they want to grow with it and, like, sit where everybody else is sitting. That was Kateri's thing for a while.
So we have that.
Yeah.
She just wants to be on the regular
potty. Yeah, they want to do what everybody else does.
Yeah.
So,
and who she can even thought she could do it standing up because the boys do.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah, Kateri tried that for us a long time. She would walk over the top of the potty and she would squat. Like, she would just kind of like bend her knees a little bit. And I'm like, your aim's there. If anything comes out, you'll probably make it.
But
we're going to have to do something different.
Yeah, it's not quite right.
No.
And you don't have the benefit of an older sister for her to watch either. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's still who can keep the baby out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
She still sees me. But
well, yeah.
She wants to be like her brothers.
Yeah.
And I had three older brothers, so I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do everything the boys do, just like they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's your siblings. You look up to them, so.
Yeah, even at that age.
Yes, it's amazing how much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how Montessori starts. This podcast is powered by homeschoolbuyerscoop.org. The main question I've been getting recently with the COVID pandemic is, how can we start homeschooling? Some school districts aren't even opening up, and they don't want to be at the mercy of an iPad or computer to do their schoolwork every day. So people are looking into homeschool options. One of those options is joining homeschoolbuyerscoop.org. They do the work for you of searching through the tens of thousands of options of curriculum, and they dial it down to 3 to 5 options of proven, tested, high-quality curriculum. They have over 260,000 families. So they use this membership to go to curriculum companies and say, hey, we want to buy this much of your curriculum. What's your discount you can give us for that? It's just like a bulk discount. It's your Sam's or Costco, but for homeschoolers. If you enter the code Montessori, when you sign up for your free membership, you get the Montessori Mom podcast discount of $5 on your first order. They are family owned and operated. They're homeschoolers themselves that decided, hey, we want the discounts that big schools, public school systems are getting. So how can we join together as homeschoolers and get discounts on curriculum? So check out homeschoolbuyersco-op.org. Did I tell you I was going to write a potty book?
No.
I have, like, notes and everything.
That's
like,
really cool.
On my computer, I have a while. Oh, my gosh. Edmund. Text. Hey, Edmund. I can answer this for you right now. You won't see it for a week, but... I have a couple of... I have a document on my computer.
About
potty training.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's in the making. I actually have it on my phone too. That's why I'm looking at my phone.
I figured.
Yeah. So I don't have to think. I can just read what I've already thought of.
So much easier, right?
I was going to be a pamphlet instead of a book because I thought a book was too long and complicated.
And then you started writing it?
No, it's still...
Still pamphlet size.
It's still pamphlet size.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I think what the complication is when people start asking questions.
Yeah.
And that's where the books come from, is you're like expanding on possible questions.
Yeah.
Maybe I could put those at the back.
You could just do an ebook and then you can add stuff to it as you go.
If you need to. Yeah, so the theory behind starting them when they're crawling is that if they're getting, like, gross motor movement in their legs, then they should be able to start getting that, they'd be able to develop muscle control over their bladder.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And Montessori is all about following the child. So if they want to start going, or when they're noticing that they're wet, or when they're telling you that they're wet, or they're taping their diaper off, you know.
Yeah.
Kateri was doing those things, and she was telling me. like when she started pooping, she would come to me like waddling, poop. She didn't want it in her diaper.
Yeah.
Which is the first. The boys didn't care. Yeah. None of my boys cared.
They just let it go.
Yeah.
Move on.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I had to threaten them with their third birthday. That they wouldn't turn three if they didn't. Because they knew how.
Oh, my goodness.
They knew how. They just didn't want to.
Yeah.
Of course, granted. Now, she's the only one that has been in the same house from birth to two.
Which makes a big difference.
Yeah. All the other kids, we moved every year.
Yeah.
Except for the 2 years we were in one house. Still, no kid was there for, like, that period of time for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, we were always.
Because of their ages.
Yeah. Yeah, moved so much, we have a name for every house that we were in.
That's awesome.
The past 8 years. So now we're in the tree house.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. The tree house. I've said it a few times. It hasn't caught on.
Because there are so many trees around your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's two-story, too.
Oh, okay.
We've never been in a... Well, I guess my parents is two-story. We lived in my parents' house for 9 months, but it wasn't surrounded by trees like this one is. Like, all the trees are all over the roof, and you can... If you reached out the window, you could touch a branch.
Just be a monkey. So, yeah. Right out the window.
Yeah. So. I don't know what that is. No idea what that noise is.
Maybe it sounds like a coffee maker.
Yeah.
Or
there aren't any in here, so.
Well, let's hope it's not that.
Yep.
It could be the heater. I don't know why that would be going. Water heater.
So what's your routine with Grace?
So with our kids, we usually... have them. I mean, we did some of the letting her sit on the potty, but not necessarily between each diaper or anything like that. Mm. And then we always, like, when we decide to, like, definitively potty train, we have them go at least 3 days with no pants.
Yeah.
Or nothing from the waist down. Just so they can be more aware of what's going on. Usually try to keep the little potty as close to us as possible so that when they start going, we would put them on the potty so they associate that going.
So you put them on the potty? Like you pick her up?
That would depend on which child I was on because it was different with each one. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's not necessarily been necessary all the time. Like a lot of them have told us when they needed to go.
Yeah.
Grace doesn't yet. She's a couple times told us.
Okay.
But she just holds it until we ask her if she needs to go. And then she says yes and goes right into the bathroom and goes. So.
Our 4-year-old, 4.5-year-old, we still have to ask him if he needs to go. Because he'll just... like shaking at the table like okay, do you need to go potty? Even then sometimes he won't say that. And then my you know, the people that they look up to, like the men in their lives, if the men ask them, then they're like, oh yeah, I do, but he will fight me on it.
Really?
But if my dad says it,
One
time, this was just like 2 weeks ago, he said, Papa, you always know when I need to go potty.
That's hilarious.
Like, I literally asked him 5 seconds before my dad asked him. And my dad, like, noticed it too.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, with his big papa deep voice, said, you need to go potty.
Yeah.
And he was, and then that's when he said, Papa, you always know. I was like, I'm the one that said it first.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we've had that a couple times even where Grace has said that she needed to go and we put her on the potty and she didn't. And then as soon as we take her off,
they go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, Kateri will hold it on purpose. She did that 3 days ago. She just was like, it was an attention day. She wanted attention and Edmund was home.
Okay.
Was like his day off and he was around and she was being very needy that day. And everybody, it was just, mon. That's how she says, come on.
That's awesome.
And like holding her hand out, mon, with to everybody, but especially me and Edmund. And she just kept, it was like 6 times she peed her pants. And I was like, no, we're not. you are totally doing this. You've been dry for a week.
Yeah.
And now you just.
Yeah, that's.
It's frustrating. But that's just one day. And they're kids. Yeah. They're allowed to have those days.
They are. It's just hard when you feel like you're making progress and then.
Well, I knew it. I just don't want to do the laundry.
Yeah.
You know, but well, I mean, we have washing machines, right? So I shouldn't complain.
Yeah. It's the worst when it's like on the carpet or something, though. Yeah.
Yo. Oh, I've. We will replace the carpet in probably a year or two. Actually, I'll try to convince Edmund to do hardwood.
Yeah, that would be so much easier to clean. Upstairs would
be really noisy, though. We just have to get a bunch of rugs. Just
downstairs, maybe. You want to do upstairs, too?
I mean, the kids' room.
Yeah. No one. It's so nice to have carpet.
I think only one kid has ever peed in our master bedroom.
Yeah.
It mostly happens in the kids' rooms and downstairs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this carpet needed to be replaced when we moved in. So, it's, like, kind of perfect timing. And yeah. I clean it up, but I just don't stress about it. Because I'm like, well, we'll either get the carpets washed when we go somewhere for a few days.
Yep.
Get them cleaned. Or we'll just replace it.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll probably have to do that, too.
Yeah.
Wash the carpet.
Yeah.
Get it cleaned. Yeah. Not wash it.
Get it clean. I mean, it really is worth it.
Yes.
Especially after potty training.
Yes. For a year. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, so it's just been a few days, but we're just going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She still wears a diaper during her nap and at night. I don't know what you do about nighttime potty training. That's always been a hard thing.
I think it comes naturally. Really? Yeah. And then it depends on if you're, like, nursing or giving them a bottle at nighttime, too. I started potty training Ignatius when he was a year because I noticed we had a baby. We had Dominic. Mm-hmm. And I was getting up and nursing Dominic. And I would fill Ignatius's diaper throughout. We were doing cloth diapers then. I was filling his diaper throughout the night to see if it was wet. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't pee all night. And then he would let loose at 6:30 a.m. and soak through his huge nighttime cloth diaper and all through his sheets.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I would get up when I would nurse at 5. Uh-huh. I would bring the potty in right next to his crib. Mm-hmm. I would take him out. I would set him on the potty. He'd pee a ton. And then I'd put the cloth diaper right back on, put him back in bed. He'd go right back to sleep.
Wow.
And that was a one-year-old. That was a one.
Yeah. That's impressive.
So, I mean, you know, if it's just like, that's another thing about cloth diapers is that they can feel when they're wet and you can feel when they're wet.
Yeah.
And then you can notice those patterns. Are they ready to nighttime train?
Yeah.
Because you don't want it. I would start, if you wanted to do nighttime training, I would start with cloth diapers first.
Okay.
And then if they're not holding it, at least they're feeling it. Kateri would wake up when she would pee.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, I know.
So it also depends on if you want to sleep or not, or you want to sacrifice your sleep for that. Because it'll come eventually, whether you work on it or not.
Yeah, and we noticed that with our boys especially, because it took them longer. But, like, Noelle, right away, got it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so Ignatius, he was potty trained at night before he was during the day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Dominic was not. Yeah. He was hard about everything, but Noah was the opposite. He still pees his bed sometimes.
Yeah.
He's 5 now. Yeah. Almost 6.
Yeah.
He's been doing really good lately, actually. That's whole year, good. he's done great.
That's good.
All last year, it seemed like every other day I was washing the sheets. And even taking him to the bathroom, like, right before bed. So I started having to, I would take him right before I went to bed at 10:30 or 11. I would stay up late.
Okay.
Just to take him potty. And then that was the only way he wouldn't pee the bed. Even then, he would still pee the bed sometimes.
Okay.
And then this year, I just, no matter who's putting the kids to bed, I make sure. And then on the nights,
that you don't. Somebody,
like, I'll ask, Edmund, did you take him potty? If he didn't take him potty, or if I forget, then he goes.
Yeah, that's so hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. It is what it is. I think it's just him.
Yeah.
It's just his body.
It's just a different developmental process. I mean.
Well, and you can have, like, overactive bladders. And I think that can be connected with, like, food and stuff, food allergies. And
yes. Like, I think it also depends how deeply they sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was.
Yeah, Dominic's never, ever since we potty trained, maybe twice he's peed the bed at night. Yeah. And he wakes up so easy.
Yeah. See, so he's.
Yeah.
He is aware of it.
But Ignatius is a deep sleeper. And he never goes. It never pees his bed.
It's just the muscle control.
I think so. And Ignatius, Noah's pretty clumsy, so maybe it is the muscle control.
They have to. He's have very to develop clumsy. All the. Yeah. That makes sense because it's all the, all the muscles.
Yeah.
Develop.
Just
together.
Not there yet.
Yeah.
I mean, they go through that on their own. Yeah. You know, that, the large muscle movement.
Yeah. Well, it's like.
It just depends on what they're focusing
different
on.
Different kids trip over everything. And.
Yeah. You know,
some kids can do whatever and not trip. Well, anything.
It depends on the ratio of how long your torso is compared to your leg length.
Yeah.
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 That's true. And if that's constantly changing, you're constantly being thrown off.
True. Yeah. And the more you're growing.
Noah and Elijah, his brother that's 2 years younger than him, their torsos are the exact same size. If they sit down next to each other, you cannot tell the difference from the back. But when they stand up, Noah's 2 inches taller.
Wow, so it's the legs then.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, that and his knee knocked, like his legs turning, he's pigeon-toed, okay. And like, it's, and he can't talk right, he's got a lisp, he's got everything going on.
Makes him all the cuter, right?
It really does. It really does. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think those little quirks are the fun things about them.
Yeah, they really are. At least make you giggle throughout the day.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Or when you go back and watch a video and
forget
that they did that, you know?
Man, how many hours of home videos are we going to have with our cell phones these days?
Way too many.
I mean, so my parents just got a smart TV.
Okay.
And the newer ones can hook up straight from your phone, like your photos app and all your videos. So for 3 hours, my mom and my dad and me and Edmund. We're just
sat there watching.
Yeah, like switching from phone to phone, like basically fighting over whose phone was being aired on the TV. And 3 hours went past. Yep. We only got 2 years back.
I'm not surprised.
Or less.
Yeah. I mean, they add up. You take little clips here and there of all the little things that the kids do.
Used to, it felt like 3 hours was like
forever.
10 years.
Yeah.
You know? For a lot of video.
Yeah. We probably wouldn't have, I don't know, maybe one video VHS.
Yeah, my mom had 10 VHSs.
Yeah.
For our home videos, like compiled together. That was it.
It's much easier to manage.
It is. It is. Oh, my gosh. How overwhelming. Much stuff are we filling with all of that? I think about that all the time.
Well, and I think people are so minimalistic about their actual physical things in a lot of cases, but don't realize how much data they have.
Well, so I have a cousin who she just takes a picture of things. If it's anything on paper, she takes a picture of it, throws it away.
Hey.
So it's there if she needs it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have to sift through it. She doesn't have to lug it around.
Can she find it though when she needs it?
I have no idea. I mean, that would you be have to be thing. Really organized. Mm-hmm. Unless you just can remember the year and then you search through everything on. Like, if you are unloading it on your computer, then you searched it the past year. That's what I do.
But computers don't have enough memory for that anymore.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why mine's getting slower, is I just dumped all my batch of photos and videos onto it.
So bad.
On my phone.
I killed one of ours with that stuff. I had to take it all off. And now I'm worried that the external hard drive I put it on isn't going to work because I haven't used it for so long.
The photos. It's old. Yeah, I probably need to update our external hard drive too. It's got like a couple of, I think it's got 7 terabytes.
That's pretty good though.
That's a lot. But it's old.
Okay.
It's 10 years old.
Okay.
Almost.
Yeah, and that was a lot of storage to have 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, this is how much money I have, and I need extra space to put all this stuff on, so I'll just buy this. And then Edmund came home, and he was like, you bought what? You're never going to have to buy another external hard drive in your life. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's great. One solution. Yeah. I only have to shop once. One solution. It's all but right
they
here.
They don't last forever. They can last a long time. It just depends.
Okay.
I mean, they recharge themselves when you use them, and I haven't used ours for a while, so that's why I'm worried about it. Shoot, like the internal. There's like an internal battery in there.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I call it Big Bertha.
Okay. Is it huge?
It's pretty big. Nice. Yeah.
Well, we had like the airport 10 or 12 years ago, and that was decent size.
I have no idea what brand this is. I literally have no idea about technology.
It's okay.
I'm lucky to work my iPhone.
But one of you in the marriage knows about technology, that's true. Right? So that's right. All you need.
That's right. I was talked through how to set up this podcast on FaceTime. There you go. So
that's all you need. It's a good balance.
It is. It is. He does that and I mow the grass.
There you go. There's a give and take for everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting going back through all those someday when we have time to organize all those videos. And
yeah, well, if we're in a 10-year pandemic, I guess we'll have time.
Boo.
We'll have plenty of time.
I hope not.
Yeah, me neither.
Yikes. I would assume within 10 years we'll have herd immunity.
Oh, yeah. Well, what were they saying about all the other flus?
I don't know.
That within a year they had run their course and...
Yeah, I researched some of the other pandemics that we've had. Spanish flu and... even Ebola, MRSA, SARS, all of those. A year and a half max was the amount of time it took before it died off. So, on its own, without a vaccine.
And without a lockdown.
Yeah. Now, some of them, I mean, like Ebola was easier to control, obviously, because you get so sick with it.
Well, like, and so sick and so quickly.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't pass. It's not airborne.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Fluids and stuff. And they did end up doing, they completed a vaccine for that one. The others, they lost funding for it because
it went away.
Pandemic ended. Yeah. But they're actually saying, you know, if they had been given the funding to do that, then they would be further ahead on testing things. So it would have helped with this pandemic to get one ready faster. But I don't know.
I mean, there's so much vaccines and so much vaccine research already.
One yeah, but it's they were because MRSA and SARS were coronaviruses.
Oh,
so that's why specifically the same type of virus as this one.
Gotcha.
So if they had completed the vaccine, then they would have already done the testing for those.
MRSA and, isn't a virus though. It's staphylococcus.
MERS and SARS. MERS. Sorry,
gotcha.
Did I say that wrong? Sorry.
Yeah.
MERS and SARS. Yeah.
We're a
MERS, not MRSA.
Yeah,
I think I did say that wrong.
Those abbreviations
I know.
Make a difference.
I know. But yeah, those are both coronaviruses, so they would have at least done testing on them. And known.
And both come from China, right?
Yeah.
Again?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Corona nation.
I guess so. Tell those bats and things. I don't know.
Carina.
Never thought of that. Don't tell Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That'll catch on. That'll catch on. Corina.
Corina. Oh gosh. That doesn't sound like a good word.
No, it's not. It was that's a bad one.
Oh that's man.
It's not very catchy.
Or too catchy.
Yeah. Well. Anything else about potty training?
I don't know. I mean, I just kind of wanted to pick your brain about it, so.
Yeah.
Just cuz I feel like every kid's different, so the more experiences.
Yeah. I mean, definitely switching to cloth diapers would probably help, like, at nighttime.
Okay.
Which I have plenty of those if you would like to go down that path, and I would not blame you if you do not want to. Yeah, the only reason I did is because there wasn't any available.
No
disposables at the store. But I'm sure it helps. Like,
yeah,
this was very quick.
Yeah.
I've never had success potty training a child this quickly.
At night or just in general?
In general.
Okay.
But we didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
For 2 months. We didn't leave the house. Kids couldn't go. We couldn't even go to the grocery store. Couldn't even take the kids to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So at most we had like a 5 minute drive to pick up groceries and come back, you know? And if you take them potty before then, you're good for at least an hour.
Right.
So the playgrounds were shut down, like everything. We didn't go anywhere. So that's a big deal. Even if
the
playgrounds
were open, the public restrooms weren't. So you're not going to take a potty training.
No. I mean, I put a little potty seat in the back of the car. But yeah, like I said, we didn't go anywhere. So I didn't have to. I only had to do that once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a big deal. Of course, also, we've only had boys. So I can't speak to the difference between boys and girls.
Well, and I will say that our oldest is a girl. And she, the first day that I tried to work on potty training with her, we did the naked from the waist down. And I just tried to encourage her to go every now and then. Do you need to go to the bathroom? She didn't want to go. Like, fought me the whole time. She asked for a diaper. She went twice that day when I put her diaper on to take a nap. And then after, she went to bed.
Girls got control.
Right?
All day. She didn't go.
So the second day, I got out the potty and I said, here's the potty. Feel free to use it if you need to. If you need my help, let me know. And she was potty trained.
How old was she?
Nighttime and everything. 2.5. Wow. Yeah. On her own.
She was ready.
That made it hard for the others, though, because she was
can't live up to that.
Right. But she just, I mean, she was ready and it was done. And I could count on one hand the number of accidents she ever had. And it was like,
what a great first child. Right. Why don't you have 10?
The other three weren't like that. Yeah. No, she did great. So it was great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a big thing, is just noticing the pattern and, you know,
well, and she just the always
opportunity, changing the environment of where they're going to the bathroom, like making that association for them is huge.
Yes.
Huge.
Well, and for her, it was a thing. She likes control. And well, I know that about thing. Her.
With Montessori is that let the child be as independent as they want to be.
Yeah.
So let them walk to the potty and sit down on it. Even if they're peeing the whole way, like, they're practicing the traveling to the potty with that feeling of having to go pee. They're going to associate
the trip
with that feeling. Yeah. Yeah. So all of that's connected, but that's definitely big Montessori, is like, let them be as independent as they want to be. And if you try to do it for them, you're taking that away from them. You're taking this, because that's confidence building.
Yeah, definitely.
You're taking that away from them if you do it for them when they want to do it themselves or could do it themselves, you know, and don't ask. If they're asking, that's different.
Right.
You know, and there's other ways to, like, get past that. Maybe they're asking because they just really want time with you. So maybe, like, spending time with them outside of that context is going to help them be okay doing those things by themselves that they could do on their own. They're just not choosing to because they're feeling that emptiness and needing to be filled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a point of bonding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have that problem. She's pretty independent, but I do carry her to the potty sometimes. So I should just let her walk, hold her hand, walk with her.
Well, sometimes it's hard to remember, but if you do remember, them getting there on their own steam is a big part of it. Climbing up on the stool and getting up on the potty if she's sitting on the big potty.
We did move the stool over there, so it's right.
Yeah, so every step of the way, if she can put her panties on, if she can take them off or pull them up, even though it takes a while, letting her do everything she wants to do by herself.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, right now she's not wearing pants, but when she is, we just have a dress on her.
So that's the thing, is removing those obstacles so that they can do it by themselves.
Yeah.
And that helps even more. Because, you don't have to be out. You don't have to be in all of that. That's just an obstacle for them to learn.
Right.
And then as soon as they get the hand dexterity to pull up their underwear, then, you could just, they could be in it. If they're a girl, they could be in a dress for a long time.
Yeah.
But if they're in a boy, they could be in really loose shorts. They don't even have to wear underwear.
So that was the other thing.
Have two things to worry about.
Right. Yeah. And that was the other thing that we kind of learned in the process was they feel like they still have a diaper on if they're wearing underwear. Mm. So if you just have them be naked for the first 3 days and then put loose fitting pants or shorts on so that it feels different, then they'll get in the mindset that, oh, I'm not wearing a diaper anymore. And once they get in that routine, then you can put the underwear back on them. So that's kind of what we've done.
Yeah. Well, and Edmund's really big on, he doesn't want the kids naked, especially not outside, because we have neighbors around that can see into our yard.
Yeah.
So we just put, boy or girl, we just put a big t-shirt on them.
Yeah.
Or like Kateri, she can just wear a dress.
Yeah.
All the others have been boys. So I just put a big t-shirt on them that covers them.
Yeah, and that's great.
It's the same effect. You know, they don't have to worry about that when they're going to the bathroom.
Well, maybe that's probably, I know they're kids and sometimes they just like to be naked, but I think also there is, it's good for them to know that you wear clothes outside and, you know, like, that's good too. So we don't always accomplish that.
If I lived out in the country, didn't have neighbors, I wouldn't even worry about that. Well, that's just something else to get poop on for me.
But you do have neighbors, so.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You know. There's also sunburns. That's a thing, too.
There is that, too.
Yeah.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah.
But you have trees at your house now, so you don't have to worry about that as much.
Yep. Go to the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Or for a walk or whatever. But then they're going to be wearing clothes anyway, so.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Yeah. It's interesting. The whole process.
So how has Noelle, your only girl that is potty trained, differed from the boys? Potty training.
She just did it herself. The boys were more of a process, I guess. Just more drawn out.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that was my experience. It was like it was a years drawn out thing, and they would be dry for 3 days, and then they would be, like, a mess and act like they had never done any, like, never potty trained ever before for four days, and then, like, dry again for 3 days.
Two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah, that's why I ended up threatening them, like,
sorry,
you don't get to turn, boys don't turn three until they don't wear diapers and don't pee-pee in their pants anymore.
And that worked for him, huh?
It did. It did.
That's hilarious. I mean, it hasn't been.
And it wasn't a, if you do this, then you get to turn three. It was just like, well, this doesn't happen until you do this.
Right.
Like, I didn't try to.
It wasn't a threat.
It wasn't a threat. It was just like, they were excited about turning three. And I was like, well, you don't turn three until you do this. And so that was enough to, you know, and if I hadn't have had. If I wasn't pregnant and had a baby, I wouldn't have gone there. I wouldn't have needed to.
Right.
But for me, it was like more of a necessity of like, this is going to, I already have two in diapers. And when I have this baby, now there will be three in diapers. If you're not potty trained, I need you to get this down.
We got to work this out.
Yeah.
So, well, it probably also made it a little bit harder to focus on that child if you had a baby.
Oh, yeah. It would have put me focusing on potty training them off for another year.
See, I had this tendency to always potty train my children the week after I got home from having another baby. Oh. I don't know why. Maybe just because I was home.
Well, the baby's sleeping a lot. They sleep for 2 months, so.
Yeah, but that's what I did with all of the first three.
It's very. I remember that.
Yeah. I mean, I just was home, I guess, so it was time.
Yeah.
Time at home.
Yeah.
So that worked out, but it's not necessarily the best way.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on, but.
But they did fine. And nighttime was harder with the boys, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just not innate, I guess. They had to get to a more, they just had to get a little bit older to be physically mature enough, I think, to hold it all night long.
So, yeah. Well, just take that muscle, you know.
It's
muscle control.
Yeah, but that was just a difference that we saw. And we'll see. Maybe maybe Grace will be different. It may not be a girl boy thing, but
I don't know. I think she'll do it pretty quick. I mean, she put her diaper in the diaper pail herself.
She did. Yeah.
In the diaper pail, which is probably above her head.
It's about even with the top of her head.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep. She did pretty good.
Those girls.
Yeah. Right? I mean.
Yeah. I mean, Kateri is much more organized and, like, will sit down and do things and notices stuff.
Yeah.
She just seems much more on it, much quicker than the boys were.
Yeah. She knows how to pull up her pants and put her shirt on and all that stuff already, too. And
yeah. It took the boys were longer to do that.
Yeah.
It for me. And we've always been into this Montessori thing. So I've worked on it for a while. And she is, like, before she turned two, wanted to put her own clothes on and did not want any help. And I was like,
okay,
you can't do this. And then she would get halfway there. She'd get stuck in her shirt and then she'd ask for help. But that's another of the Montessori thing is letting them do what they can do.
Yeah.
And then you help the rest of the day the way when they need it or ask for it. So.
So you have a certain way you teach them to put on their pants and shirts or.
Yeah, there is. But you're really supposed to just, whatever you teach them, you're supposed to sit them beside you.
Okay.
So that they have the perspective of what it would be looking at if they were doing it. Because if you're facing them, everything's backwards.
Yeah.
They don't understand it. They only can understand is like what they're seeing from their viewpoint.
So it's the same facing as like outward. When you teach them table washing or something like that. You're always sitting next to them. You're not
in front of them, right?
Yeah.
Because then they can't do that switcheroo around in their mind. It's hard for an adult to do that.
Yeah.
Much less a kid.
Yeah.
Who's never seen it before. So, yeah.
We have not done much work on that kind of stuff with
Or Grace, even just setting them in your lap and then letting them see how your arms work.
Okay.
Because that's the exact same way that their arms will work.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah, there's
kind of innate, I guess.
Well, just like there's a, right? Well, for sometimes, I mean, there's a lot of times I help her get dressed and she's facing me. And I'm like, oh, we just need to get this done, get out the door, get where we want to do. But
if you have the time to meander a little bit.
Make the time.
Or if you have a pandemic going on and you have all the time in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, but just like there is a certain way to show them to put their jacket on, there is a way to show them to like how to place their hands on the shorts, on the band, and how to like where the tag is, and same way for like putting their shirt on.
Yeah, we started working on folding with Grace. Yeah. And it was very interesting because she didn't do it perfect, obviously. She's not even two, but she folded up the washcloth that I showed her how to fold, and Noelle looked at her and she's like, how did she do that? I'm like, well, you know, she can do it too. It's just a different level, you know?
Yeah.
We have to just teach her, start with the basics.
And yeah.
They're all in process. They're just at different stages. So.
Yeah.
That's right. Pretty neat.
You got to start it to get them going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, that's the biggest obstacle is just starting it. And then once you start it, they take it so much further.
Yeah.
Like, they take care of the motivation to develop
it. They do.
Which is great.
Or they ask for things that you didn't even think to teach them sometimes. Yeah. So,
Kateri got all of our table washing stuff out the other day.
Wow.
At two.
Yeah.
And I've not allowed her to do.
Yeah.
Like, only window washing have I allowed her to do a little bit.
Okay.
She still, like, soaks everything. But it's all piled in the crock bucket, the empty crock bucket. So she got it out, laid out the mat, laid everything out in order, got the water from the sink, poured it in, like was dipped the brush in the water and then scrubbed it on the soap and was like scrubbing the table and then got the sponge out to wipe the soap, like everything.
She watched you guys.
She'd been watching us do it. She had every detail down.
Wow. That's impressive.
It was. And she had all that out and laid out, like, while me and the kids were cleaning up from, like, lunch or dinner.
Wow.
So otherwise I wouldn't have let her. Well, right. Thank goodness I was distracted because yeah. Obviously she can
she
do it.
She showed you she can handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. All those things. I don't want you to do that because I want you to make it a mess. And then they
yes.
force their way in.
Yeah. Well, or just find a moment when someone's not paying attention. And
yeah. Well, they're constantly testing at yes. every moment.
They are.
But and they get through when we're distracted.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
Right. I was going to say, unfortunately, sometimes in a worse way than that. But
yeah. Yep.
A lot of times. In
yeah, at least Grace got her diaper in the diaper pail. That could have been a yeah. lot worse.
And she knew right where it was, so I wasn't searching for 30 minutes looking.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have
She told known. You?
Oh, yeah. I said, where'd you put it? Right here, in diaper pail. And she ran off. Or no, in sister's room, she said, because she's mm-hmm. sleeping in Noelle's room now. So.
Right.
Right here. She showed me. She has a pretty good memory that way about
yeah.
stuff, so... That's helpful.
Yeah, they do have short-term like memory at this point.
Yeah. That helps a lot when they take off their own diaper.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't my favorite moment, but I've had worse.
Yeah. Turned out fine. Yes. Where was the poop? Was it on was it on the carpet?
No, she got it in the diaper pail. With the diaper.
Oh. So she pooped in the diaper.
She pooped in the diaper.
And then poop.
No.
Okay.
She pooped in the diaper and then she took it off and she threw it in the diaper pail.
She was decently clean.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Glad it wasn't diarrhea.
Right? Yeah. No, she was pretty clean. So, I mean, obviously I cleaned her up a little bit more, but.
Yeah.
That was. Yeah. It could have been worse.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, good luck on the potty training journey.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on the podcast, sure. Kelly.
It's great.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been Montessori Mom. Thank you.